Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
These are the worst of times for the media in this country. We live in the age of information warfare, where propaganda is not simply a weapon. It is the entire field of battle.
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
Might be sent to jail or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
That's how panicked they are, is that the First Amendment is our Achilles. We need a unified mind. That means you're in a cult. What did Justin Trudeau say last week?
There is out there a deliberate undermining of mainstream media. There are the conspiracy theorists, there are the social media drivers who are trying to do everything they can to keep people in their little filter bubbles, to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts.
Does Canada need an internet regulator? The Liberal government thinks so and has introduced Bill C-63, which would do just that.
The notion that we'd use an online harms bill to require the removal of that content, I think really skates very close to unconstitutionality in terms of the freedom of expression protections that we have under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
C-63 would also create a digital safety commission appointed by cabinet able to order removal of content. There's also criminal code amendments that create standalone hate crime offenses, allowing penalties of up to life in prison.
Deeming us a social media service lets bureaucrats come into our office and have access to our computers.
They could decide that the Rebel News is a social media service, because you're sending out emails and posting YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Nothing stops the federal government from declaring a church, a nonprofit, a charity, an independent media to be covered by this.
We've got to ban people's free speech because it's bad to protect democracy.
Some of our greatest strengths can also be our Achilles heel. So, for example, our deep commitment to free speech in our First Amendment. It is a cherished right. It is an important right in democracy. And nobody.
So our deep commitment to freedom of speech, our cherished right. But then she goes on to attack it because no one believes her.
Yes or no? Do you and Rachel Maddow have evidence of collusion that the special counsel didn't have?
Well, you know, collusion is an interesting term, Congressman Collins, and it's a term that...
Because I'm assuming it's a no. You don't have any more information or evidence than we have here.
Of course, that's 100% wrong. Our constitutional rights are not absolute. I cherish our First Amendment right to free speech, right? It is necessary in a democracy to be able to speak truth to power. But for that reason, I think it makes any effort to try to put limits on what we can say on social media and elsewhere very suspicious, and people will use the word censorship to stop anything they don't like. We all so shy away from the word censored.
Mainline cable shows have a 500,000 viewers. Broadcast TV, CBS, ABC, NBC, all over the country, 3 million. Joe Rogan, 50 million. Tucker Carlson, 50 million a day. Elon Musk, 300 million a day. Alex Jones, 20 million a day. But because they're the CIA, because they're getting they're in charge. Damn it, I went to college. Here's Whoopi Goldberg saying, well, Trump could declare martial law. So if Trump really gets elected, and that's the new New York Times Atlantic Monthly talking point, doesn't matter if he's actually elected. We're just going to null and void it. And by the way, we could just arrest all the Republican leaders. So she makes this incredibly totalitarian statement, but acts like it's a protection of freedom. Here it is.
You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president?
What?
Whoa. He could throw every Republican in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. I mean,
actually,
this is not a good thing. He can do anything.
Yeah.
And why would anybody, corporate or private or government, Why the hell would you go along with something that destroys the social contract officially and creates tyranny? Why would you go with the people destroying the country? But again, they think you're too stupid, and they got Whoopi Goldberg up there.
The networks lie to you about what's happening.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
As crazy and dangerous as the world is, never forget, God is in control. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, 244 days, 12 hours, 3 minutes, 22 seconds out from the most important election in world history. All right, here's the big takeaway. All the different globalist propagandists, domestically and internationally, are shifting into gear that, okay, Trump's going to win, and so now we've got to have ways to stage riots nationwide and other things to remove him from office. Now, that's double-edged. They're doing that because they know the landslide is ultra-massive. All the numbers show that. So they want you to think it's a shoe-in so you don't have maximum voter turnout to overpower the dead people voting and the illegal aliens voting. They've only got so many bullets in that gun. But also, they are staring fate in the eye and do understand that everything they're doing is falling apart. Now, there have been a lot of top New World Order operatives that have been retiring or being removed from their posts. John Kerry as the climate czar. There's many other examples. Victoria Nuland, who has been the quarterback in Europe for decades, destabilizing former Eastern Bloc countries. She has announced her retirement this morning, and the incredibly informative geopolitical analyst, Jack Posobiec, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 22, 23 minutes from now. Then we have Samuel Malia, quote, far-right activist jailed after sticker campaign exposing open borders and replacement migration. 2 years in jail. That's in the UK. His wife is going to be joining us. And then we're going to do a deep dive on what's happening in the economy in the third hour. The U.S. national debt is rising by $1 trillion every 100 days. It is a parabolic straight-up curve, and it signals depression, it signals inflation, which you're not supposed to have the two at the same time, but this artificial economy, they disproved that theory in the 70s of stagflation. So the claims that the economy is doing gangbusters is pure bull. People that are working two, three jobs. Record numbers of people are laying on their ass. It is just a perfect storm of crises. But the good news is there is an accelerated awakening happening. And, of course, we're on the euphoric day after point where we are witnessing the Democrats go into total hysteria mode after Trump had that huge Supreme Court victory that signals they're going to repudiate all of this illegal lawfare being carried out by the deep state, the CIA, the Justice Department, Soros, the Clintons, and the usual suspects. So we're going to be laying more of that out today as well. Then we've got the elephant in the living room that's really waking people up. It's causing such a horrible crime wave and the furtherance of the bankruptcy of the country. And that is what's happening on the border, or the lack of a border that's become a transportation system or world destination for criminals. I mean, it's a large percentage, not a majority. Well, they're all criminals crossing illegally, but they've been told to come here, so you could argue they're not. The welcoming match there. But a large percentage are hardened criminals, and a large percentage are part of criminal mafias, and a large percentage are military operatives of Iran, of China, and many others. It's all really unspeakably dangerous. And then you have, I sent you guys one of these videos yesterday, but we didn't play it. Go ahead and pull it up. And there's a lot of these compilations. In fact, we should probably make our own, where it shows on one screen on the top, the TSA putting you through scanners, searching your bags, groping your genitals. And then under it, it just shows the totally wide open border and illegal aliens and criminals and undoubtedly terrorists just surging across the border. So on one side, you've got the citizens being harassed here domestically. And on the other side, you've got this paradox of totally open borders while the citizens are being groped and harassed and given slave training. So even if we don't have that clip now, when we archive this live show later today at Band.Video, Real Alex Jones, I'd like to add that in post over it, because for some reason I've been sending that video for several weeks over and over again, and it's my fault I've never called for the crew to play it. But that's just, this is one of the videos I sent, not the latest. That's a military veteran, double amputee, taking his hat off, and then they search him, and they make him get out of the wheelchair. And then, of course, you've got the completely wide-open border. So we're going to get back to that coming up. So Jack Posobiec is coming up. We've got all those other guests here today. I want to go to a special report now. It's important. This is the Invisible Overlords Revealed. Invisible Overlords Revealed.
In 1811, a significant moment in history arrived when the charter for Rothschild's Bank in the United States reached its expiration date. The U.S. Congress had a pivotal decision to make, whether to renew the charter or not. Nathan Meyer Rothschild, the third son of Meyer Rothschild, voiced his thoughts and warned, "Grant the renewal of the charter or the United States will find itself entangled in a most disastrous war." But the United States chose to turn a deaf ear to this warning, and so in 1812, with Nathan Meyer's directive and backed by the immense wealth of the Rothschilds, the British declared war on the United States, marking a pivotal moment in history. The aim was to make the U.S. more likely to give in to the wishes of the Rothschild family. They thought they could use this advantage to get the first bank of the United States charter renewed, but they didn't succeed in their plan.
The Federal Reserve is one of these organizations. It's one of these organizations that a lot of people say is the source of even being products all across the world, because
that was started by your family.
That is completely untrue. I was off that earlier.
In our family, we've always tried to keep love in the family. In this sense, it was more or less understood since childhood that children would never think of marrying outside the family, so that our fortune would never leave it.
The fourth Baron of Rothschild. That's like right up there under the king. The Rothschilds are British royalty, folks. Right after they took over the British stock market. That's why there's photos of Rothschild poking Prince Charles in the chest and ordering him around. There's nothing legitimate about the British crown. It's not the House of Windsor. It's not even British. It's not even German. The operating system of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha families, which is the oldest bloodline of European bloodlines in the world, in which all European bloodlines agree are their progenitors, going back to their founder, Vlad the Impaler. Count Dracula is the recognized head of the entire dynasty.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
But the point is it's frauds on top of frauds on top of frauds. And I love the fact that 20 years ago, if Lord Rothschild died, no one would even talk about it. It'd barely be in the news, because they're very good at hiding their power.
They've built a worldwide empire that spans numerous industries, but it's not about leadership. It's about control. The Rothschild family empire does the same thing that a lot of other billionaire families do. They control everything but own nothing, so their names never show up on ownership of any entity that requires them to reveal who the actual stockholders are. Or they own shell companies, who in turn...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
For 3+ years with Biden, you look at the graph, and with Obama, the illegals invading just explodes. Showed the graph a few weeks ago. And then Trump gets in, and it goes voo, voo, voo. And it took Trump about a couple of years. First year, it gets down like 30-40%. Next year, 60-70%. He had that border shut down like 97% of what it had been previously. I mean, just a trickle getting in by his last 2 years, last year and a half. So he delivered on that. And then if you look at the graph, here's Obama, here's Trump, goes way down, and then Biden gets in. Double even what Obama was doing. So it's just skyrocketing. Like the national debt, like the $1 trillion they're printing every 100 days, like the fentanyl deaths, like the suicides, like the foreclosures, like the bankruptcies, everything's going straight up, except life expectancy, it's going straight down. If you have a dashboard, let's say on the space shuttle, a control panel, everything's flashing red, everything's redlining, everything's beep, 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 beep. There's just alarms going off. And that's what the FBI director said a month ago in Congress. He said, we've never seen so many flashing red lights. They're going off everywhere. Yeah, because of your policies. I mean, like if somebody calls the fire department and says there's about to be a fire at this address, and they pull up 3 minutes, 5 minutes later, and you're on top of the roof with a 5-gallon gasoline saying, I told you a big fire is about to happen. Then you pull your lighter out and set it on fire. And so the FBI director is on television. He's in Congress saying, oh, my God, it's the worst ever, flashing lights everywhere. And he and the Justice Department and all the rest of them are running around catching the house on fire. He's got a flamethrower, just flamethrowing the country. Like, we're getting a lot of red lights here, burning everything. At a certain point, I'm just like, if the American people put up with this, we get what we deserve. But they have psychologically, incrementally normalized all of this, and we're now deep into the tyranny. So here's some of the headlines. Musk on illegal alien invasion. Just a matter of time until something far worse than 9/11 hits the U.S. And Trump basically came out and said the same thing yesterday. But we have a video clip of that. So that's clip 15. Get that ready. So that's where we are. And the Justice Department and the FBI and the Biden administration and the Democratic Party 100% own this. They 100% have done all of this, and all the guilt and all of the shame and all of the criminal charges sit squarely at their feet. And I am just beyond outraged at this point. I have 4 children. I live in this country, on this planet, with you, and we're all being royally effed over. And then I just look at the left vitriolically running around celebrating how they're burning it all down as if the average person serving this evil is going to get ahead when everything goes down. The globalists are all building bunkers. But they are satanically inspired. And that's why they're going against common sense. That's why they're going against goodness and wholesomeness and decency and security and prosperity and creativity and beauty. Because it all stands against their God's plan for death and destruction. By the way, pull it up on my X account before I hit more of this news. I posted it like 3-4 hours ago. You know that famous photo in New York when they announced that the Japanese had surrendered and World War II was finally over? and people were kissing each other, and women were jumping on guys, and people were getting drunk on the streets. I've seen, you know, I love old photos, so I've gone and found the collections, the Smithsonian and others online, and it's been hours. I mean, there's photos of women climbing on top of trains, kissing guys and jumping on people. This guy grabs a nurse and kisses her. They say, oh, well, it wasn't consensual, even though she said she liked it. They have now banned that photo from any government building. But, yeah, let's put that photo back up. Because it's a man and a woman together having a good time, and people are out of control enjoying themselves. Oh, but if you want to have a convicted pedophile come have little kids sit on their lap and read them stories, that's okay. But, oh, my God, let's ban an iconic photo because they don't want us to be joyous. They don't want us to be happy. We have to remember we can't let them break our spirits. So Musk on illegal alien invasion. Just a matter of time until something far worse than 9/11 hits the U.S. And ladies and gentlemen, it's known Hezbollah, known Hamas, known Al-Qaeda, known ISIS coming over. And when their bosses give them the order, they're going to attack. And then the FBI at the leadership level and the Justice Department, all the rest of them at the top, in the rank and file, I don't think are the enemy, just like TSA, but it doesn't mean that their agency shouldn't be abolished or seriously reformed. When the terror attacks come, they will just turn around and suspend logic and suspend common sense and say, give us more power now that you've been attacked. So I agree with Elon Musk. I agree with Donald Trump, President Trump. The removal of our borders and our security system will result in terror attacks sooner rather than later. And when it happens, what's going to happen to the Attorney General that directed all this? Because it's been in the news. The judges and federal agents I've talked to, and I mean high level, have never given me anything secret. They just direct us to public information that's not been covered. And it's stuff like a convicted child rapist, child molester, who'd been deported 5-6 times and convicted 4 times, caught again last year in South Texas driving a disabled children's school bus when there were reports that he was raping the kids again. I mean, come on. And in that case, Merrick Garland directed, that's how it works, the federal government, the judges and magistrates not to be able to indict that individual and others. So they have to let them go because they're under orders to. And this country is so shot up and controlled that they were trying to get it on Fox News. I said, let me guess, you want to, in one of these meetings, you want to talk to me because you want to talk to Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson. And they said, how did you know that? And I said, I knew this was coming. You want me to look into it, you're saying that, but you want to talk to them. Well, yeah, we've been trying to get this on Fox News. Yeah, we've been trying to get a hold of Joe Rogan. That's actually what we're going to ask you. I said, I know. It's not my first rodeo. I'm just the guy that basically broke all this first and so I'm the first to be demonized and lied about. So, you know, it's not really kosher and cool to deal with Alex Jones. That's fine. I understand that. It's just that now they're busy destroying Donald Trump and trying to destroy Tucker Carlson. So it's not about who gets the credit. In fact, being up front on these things is very, very dangerous and very, very serious. But the American people need to know how out of control this is. The Attorney General, and so does Mayorkas, he's just as guilty. The director of DHS literally released child kidnappers and rapists and ordered federal judges to let them go so they can rape and murder again and again and again. So that makes them 100% complicit, just like when a mob boss tells one of his underlings to go kill somebody. They're guilty of rape and child molesting and murder, period. They're enemies of America.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce.
But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down for me. I opened the door for a little old lady. I helped her find a seat. I got no friends, but they read the paper.
You know, when I was growing up loving this song and going to Alice Cooper concerts, I had like 5 in my lifetime. 14, and when I was like 40. Amazing. He's a Christian, a patriot, and a listener, by the way. Jay Mustaine told me that. Never had a chance to have him on. Not name drop. It's just people should know who the Patriots are and who they aren't. I never knew. not listen to that song no more, Mr. Nice Guy, that I'd basically be living it. I'll tell you who's really living it is President Trump with that huge Supreme Court ruling, and the tide is really turning. The system is panicking. And we'll get to that coming up towards the end of this half hour. But first, the big news. He's very busy. He's a former naval intelligence officer, great journalist, does amazing work over at Human Events. And, of course, you see him at all the big different CPAC events, creating national headlines because the media and Bill Maher and others take what he says out of context and lie about him. He's Jack Posobiec. So I texted him this morning and I said, please come on, now that we know that Victoria Nuland, who more than anybody has been the field marshal for decades, stirring up the destabilization of Europe and really trying to start World War III. So the real dictator of Ukraine, in my view, has retired. And we see John Kerry pulling out as the climate change envoy. A lot of rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We've seen a lot of paradoxical statements, which we really haven't seen the last few years, two-plus years of the expanded war with Russia and the proxy war and hybrid war in Ukraine, where we have a lot of world leaders and people in the EU saying we need a national draft, war is imminent, Germany needs to go to full war, Poland needs to go to full war, the UK needs a national draft, the Sweden says they're getting ready to go to war and send in NATO troops. We saw Macron last week say now's the time. And we may look at sending in troops for direct confrontation with Russia. That's World War III, and Putin said that was World War III. So this is escalating very fast. But then we start seeing other statements out of Republicans in the Senate who'd been hawkish saying, no, we need to look at the rebuilding program, the new Marshall Plan, the next leg of the money laundering there in Ukraine. So a lot of mixed signals coming out, and it's really true when I say this. Nobody's been more accurate in the last two-plus years of this expanded 10-year war that's been going on since the West overthrew the elected government in Ukraine. No one's been more accurate than Jack Posobiec. And so Jack joins us here today to give us his in-depth X-ray vision, looking into his crystal ball on what's really going on. So, Jack, I'm eagerly awaiting your analysis because this is making me get a headache trying to figure out exactly what's going on. But for me, it signals that they know Russia's won. As you know, the German chancellor last week basically said, we're not going to give these high-powered missiles to Ukraine because you've got to have German troops there to run them. And that England and the U.S. and others do have troops there running the missiles, and that was called a betrayal. But I think that's actually smart of Germany not to get pulled into another war with Russia that killed 24 million Germans and 26 million Russians in the early 1940s. So that's my analysis. Jack Posobiec, what's yours?
Look, Alex is exactly right, and thanks again for having me on. Bill Maher says I shouldn't quit my day job. So, okay, Bill, I'll do my day job, and while I'm at it, maybe I'll come for yours as well. So here, what we've been saying is that the Ukraine situation is a failed operation for regime change with Russia. That is what the architects of the Maidan Revolution all the way back in 20, this didn't start in 2022. It started in 2014. If you ask Vladimir Putin, he'll take you back a little bit even further than that. But in 2014, it was Victoria Nuland and her cookies running around Maidan Square, the deaths of the protesters out there, where they overthrew a democratically elected leader from the Ukraine. From Ukraine. He was Ukrainian president. The guy, predecessor of Zelensky, who's there now. She is the one who then was caught on, you want to talk leaked phone calls? We have Victoria Nuland's leaked phone calls from all the way back in 2014, a full decade ago, this her reign in the swamp, where she brought the swamp to Ukraine. The Hunter Biden stuff was just an offshoot of what Victoria Nuland was doing. That was greasing the skids so that the Bidens got a piece, but it was Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. That was the number one source of funding for the Clinton Foundation was Viktor Pinchuk and these other Ukrainian oligarchs. Ukraine was the number one country to the Clinton Foundation. Everybody remembers all of that. It all ties back to Ukraine. But why does Victoria Nuland, of all people, why is she so obsessed with Ukraine? She always has been. Alex, you and I have been talking about this for months now. Her family hails from the Bessarabia region. This was Moldova, Transnistria, that far western part of Ukraine, very close to where Odessa is now. They were the Trotskyites that were kicked out. They don't care about Ukraine. They care about Russia. They are obsessed with Russia because it was Stalin and his flavor of communism that kicked them out. So you've got who, and who's her husband? Her husband is Robert Kagan. Robert Kagan, who says that the United States has an imperial role built around to build this new world order around American economic, political, and military power. And they want to target that at the Russian state and target that at specifically Putin. Now, that doesn't mean anything about whether you want to judge Putin good guy, bad guy, authoritarian, etc., etc. The point is, these are the people, in the snakes in our garden, the snakes in our backyard, that have been taking American dollars that are threatening now American lives. We've got people on the ground. And Alex, what was the next thing that we said would happen? We said that Ukraine would fall, that Zelensky's operation would fall, and what would they move to next? They'd move to sabotage and terror attacks behind the lines, and that's exactly what the Germans got caught on this unsecured phone line, this phone call that they were making out of a hotel in Singapore, saying, well, if we can conduct some of these long-range attacks into Crimea, blow up the bridge, then maybe we can have this effect on... They're moving to a new phase. So mark my words, Victoria Nuland is leaving for now. And that's what people need to understand. She will not give this up, because for her, this is a generational mission that she believes, generational hatred, blood feud that she has with Russians, and that she wants to find any leverage point possible. She will never back down from wanting war with Russia. She will never back down from this. And mark my words, she will be found in Europe trying to convince European leaders like the French. Macron came out and then walked it back, talked about French troops going in. Poland, of course, we've been talking about a long time, even before the new Polish prime minister, the globalist, came
out. You warned they would install a globalist prime minister.
Poland.
You warned they would use Poland, install a globalist prime minister or president. You predicted it. They did. And now they're trying to use Poland as the trigger. But let's just stop right there for a minute and go back to 9-10 years ago in the Maidan coup. We already rolled some footage for TV viewers of that. What you said is key. It's admitted. It's not debated by Soros, the State Department, any of them. They're actually quite honest about it. This all started as a coup against a somewhat pro-Russian elected Ukrainian president. And so it's been about backing that coup now for almost 10 years, now escalating up until World War III level confrontations. So recap that. It's so historical. It's key for Americans.
We have the leaked phone call of Victoria Nuland essentially selecting who would be the heads of the entire new Ukrainian government. They weren't elected by anybody. She was picking them. She was telling the Ukrainians who to put in office. And remember when Biden got the prosecutor fired? That happened just a few years after this, when he had the situation with Burisma and Hunter, then Biden goes in. It wasn't Biden picking the administration first in Kiev. It was Victoria Nuland. She's the one that was doing it.
And since you mentioned that,
everyone remembers, I'll just add, everybody remembers her now famous, infamous clip, and Glenn Greenwald is posting it. I posted it again, when they asked her about the bioweapon labs in Ukraine. And Rubio just kind of asks her this as an afterthought, and she pauses and says, well, Ukraine has biological research facilities that were very concerned about the Russians getting their hands on. Oh, really? Just research facilities? Yes, of course, for educational purposes only, Vicky.
And since you mentioned that, we happen to have those clips ready. So let's play the bioweapon research lab.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show with human events, but exactly, I was about to bring up the New York Times article. Oh, we've got 20 secret bases for 10 years, and we're going to leave stay-behind networks there no matter what Russia does. So you called this months ago. They're literally going to Operation Gladio 2.0. So give people a quick refresher on that, and then give me your expert analysis on why we're getting such mixed signals of total war with Russia. No, we're going to stop the war. Now we're just going to money launder and rebuild. It looks to me like they're going to segue into, oh, we want peace. But as you said, then go to the leg of money laundering during the Marshall Plan for Ukraine, steal hundreds of billions more, and then launch, as you said, the terror campaign.
Alex, this is very dangerous, and your audience needs, and I know already is paying very close attention to these international conflicts. The point of Operation Gladio 1.0 and 2.0 will be the same. It's not just about, so number one, it's about conducting provocations in order to try to destabilize a region. I'm talking about false flag attacks. I'm talking about blowing up bridges, which is exactly what we hear the German Luftwaffe talking about, blowing up Russian bridges. Yeah, where have I heard that one before? On that phone call out of Singapore. But we're also talking about attacks that they can blame on the Russians. This will be used twofold. Number one, it destabilizes the region. But number two, it's so they can go back and interfere in what? Interfere in the democratic elections that are taking place in countries like Germany, like Sweden, like Finland, like the UK, and even here in the United, like France, of course, with such a presidential election coming up, Le Pen's coming back up in the ranks, and then the presidential election and even the midterm, later on the midterm elections in the United States. Operation Gladio 1.0 was used to try to shaping operations for the elections within those countries so that the parties that they wanted would be able to gain the upper hand in those elections.
And the trigger was false flag terror attacks.
Got my sources coming in right now.
Within the nations.
And the trigger being the false flags, exactly.
Any other key points on your prognosis for Europe and the war in Ukraine? Where do you think that's going? I know it's fluid, but where are things moving right now? I want to shift gears to domestic issues.
She will move to the place where the globalists have their current most powerful position, and that's in Brussels. That's in Europe right now. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, but Poland will certainly be in Victoria Nuland's crosshairs. Mark my words. She's got her eyes on Poland.
You called it a year ago. You said they're going to use Poland as the trigger. Now they're openly saying that. So what can we do domestically? I guess get Trump elected, and then now he knows what's going on. He can shut this down.
Well, they know that Trump is not only going to be able to get elected and shut this down, but Trump is also going to be having an investigatory power over everything, that every email, every phone call, every text message that was sent from her office. So I guarantee she's going to try to purge everything she possibly can between now and then. I'm sure, by the way, that she's using private servers and private, off the books communications devices the same way that Hillary Clinton did when she was in the State Department. So you're never going to find the full aspects of it when Trump gets back in office. That's why she's getting out now, because she needs as much time as possible between now and then be able to cover tracks.
That's my next question. How much of this has to do with the Pentagon looking into the billions of stolen equipment and money in that investigation in Ukraine?
Look, Alex, that's all going to come to a head. And the reason, by the way, the reason that you're starting to hear this talk about corruption, this talk about money, because they'll never say, right, they'll never say that there was an issue on the American side or the Pentagon side. Look at the way the tea leaves are falling. Zeluzhny leaves as the head of Ukrainian military. Budinov refuses, the CIA's guy, refuses to become the head of the military. Victoria Nuland is now out. John Kerry's... Who are they going to leave in charge holding the bag? Vladimir Zelensky, the guy who was always set up to be the fall guy from the very start. And we warned him time and time again. Do the right thing, Vladimir Zelensky. Just come out and admit everything that's going on. Drop the receipts on the Bidens. Drop the receipts on the small group that's been controlling things from behind the scenes. And I really believe that people will be forgiving, and I believe that you will be able to find a way to restore your country to peace. Obviously, that's not the way things are going now. They're going to blame this all on him. They're going to leave him holding the bag, and they're going to wait until the Azov Battalion and those other nationalists, who are not very good people, as President Trump would say, are now going to look at him as the guy that ruined their entire attempt at creating this new state.
So they're pulling back so they don't get the blame and it all implodes, as you predicted 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago. So what is
they're going to military coup this guy.
What is the path out of this? To let Russia keep that small area they've got in the east and shut this down. Because it looks like they're signaling to some kind of peace deal soon, hopefully. And then they're going to try to regroup and make sure they keep control of what areas of Ukraine the CIA had, and then launch attacks at Russia. I think that's the better case scenario than all-out World War III. What's the prospectus on an escalated war, troops from NATO being publicly sent in, which is the worst case scenario, versus the best case, a long-term CIA terror campaign, just a repeat of what we've seen for 10 years?
I think you're going to see both. So I think what we're going to see, and Professor Mearsheimer has said this before me, that we will end up most likely with a frozen conflict, possibly along the north-south line, potentially the Dnieper River, which is already a natural boundary within Ukraine. So you'll have essentially a western Ukraine rump state, which is either controlled out of Kiev, if they're able to maintain that, probably, it looks like at this point. And if not, they would, of course, move the seat of power to Lviv or move some of their administrative facilities there. Then Russia, of course, will maintain the territories that they have. But you've heard a lot of people talking in Russia up to and including, by the way, Dmitry Medvedev, who appeared yesterday in front of this map of Ukraine, this new map of Ukraine and Russia, where it shows Russia going all the way to Transnistria and Moldova, again, Bessarabia, that same area where Victoria Nuland's family is from. It shows Poland and essentially this NATO corridor that runs through western Ukraine, and then essentially Ukraine proper is just sort of centered around Kiev itself. So you'll have a frozen conflict. Think of the end of Germany, World War II. So the end of Germany is a great example of this, where you've got the Russians on one side, you've got the Allies on the other side, Berlin's kind of split down the middle as a neutral zone. It looks like we're headed towards a situation like that with potentially a DMZ down the middle. It's not peace. It's just going to be a ceasefire.
Yeah, the perfect example is East-West Germany and the DMZ, and a secondary would be North Korea and the ceasefire. We're almost out of time. Can you do five minutes on domestic things? We're going to go to break in about 2 minutes. Come back and do 5 minutes on domestic stuff. Fantastic. All right. You can find him. Where do people find you best?
Well, you can find me right now on the Bill Maher show, because apparently Bill Maher can't stop talking about me in my CPAC speech. But right now, of course, after this at 2 p.m., we've got the great show on X. And you can catch it on the podcast side if you want to finish watching InfoWars first, and then you can catch us. We'll be up on the podcast as well, Human Events Daily.
And you got to come back again soon just to talk about the Bill Maher thing, because it's a perfect example. They had that story last week. Alex Jones calls Elon Musk a complete and total fraud. I said Google is a complete and total fraud, and all these publications said that I called Elon Musk a complete and total fraud. You said, I've got the full clip, I played it on air, you said that's a joke, but that's what they're doing. And then you clearly said it was a joke, and then they turn around and say that you're calling to end democracy. We don't need to end democracy. We're a republic, by the way. We're going to win big time. We'll be back right after this quick break with Jack Posobiec to talk about the Supreme Court ruling, to talk about what he expects the Democrats to do as they more and more are saying, okay, it looks like Trump's going to win, so we're going to stage race riots, and then when Trump calls up the military, call him a dictator. That's their new talking point. And so how do we counter that? Jack Posobiec coming up in a moment. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are listener supported. We cannot do this show without you. InfoWarsStore.com has incredible products. That's what finances this operation. Get 10-hour clean energy, the very best formula out there. You owe it to yourself. It's amazing. Plus, it funds the operation. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, discounted. We also have Nitric Boost. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits, others talk about what a great formula it is without even asking her. She said, this is the best formula out there with all these natural herbs and compounds that clean out your blood, thin out your blood, get rid of the spike proteins. There's so much in the body for cardiovascular health. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. There's also Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, the strongest turmeric out there, 95% curcuminoid concentrate for inflammation, everything. It's incredible. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is 40% off, but not for long. InfoWarsStore.com. And then finally, we have an amazing sponsor, my dad. And with the bankruptcy, we weren't able to buy a bunch of products a year ago, like all the original silver products and the Nano Super Blue toothpaste with the Nano Silver and the tea tree and the iodine and all those other great products. So he said, I'll just double down and be a sponsor. He got the products, has the shopping cart, drjonesnaturals.com. So the Nano Silver Wound Gel, the Nano Silver Immune Gargle mouthwash, you can also drink some of it. It's really good for you. For topical or ingestion, hell, and clean countertops with it. It's amazing. It's at drjonesnaturals.com and a whole bunch of other supplements and amazing products not available at InfoWarsStore.com are available at Dr. Jones Naturals. It's drjonesnaturals.com. And they're good people. It's my dad. The products are incredible, and it supports the show. So if you support the broadcast, you want great products, go to drjonesnaturals.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.